As Mary said, Joanne, Allison, and I are going to run through with you all this morning some of the top regulatory and operations issues that we encounter in advising our clients. And in the best tradition of the Late Show, we're going to do this in the form of a top 10 list from worst to first. And I'll start us off with on-call panels. Excuse me. You know, most of the things we're talking about today relate to something that is a new development of the law or new guidance or a new model of some kind, and on-call panels really don't fit that definition. They've been around forever, and they're so much of the part of fabric of operating a hospital. You'd think we'd have it all figured out at this point, but sadly, not the case. When I started at Tenet 16 years ago, we really didn't pay for call at virtually any of our hospitals. And today, we are in the opposite situation. We pay almost everywhere. Previously, physicians took the responsibility to come to answer calls from or come to the hospital and serve our emergency departments just as part of their professional responsibility, or they did so because the medical staff bylaws said that if you're a member of the active medical staff of the hospital, then call was one of your duties. And we relied upon that in telling our hospitals we couldn't pay for call because we couldn't pay physicians to do something that they were otherwise obligated to do anyway. We recognized, though, that physicians sort of said, fine, go ahead and correct us for not taking call. We'll manage through that. We will resign, or we can go across town and provide services somewhere else where we either aren't required to take call or we're paid for that responsibility. So we had to figure out a better alternative.